happy to be. And I guess, among other things, we wish everybody a happy new year. It's our happy new year in Canada, and it'll be your happy new year later if you're on the other side of the ocean. But we're happy that our God is good. Let's pray and thank him.
好，特别的欢迎大家也借这个机会呢问候大家祝大家新年好啊，不管是在我们在北美这边的还是在大洋那边的，都问候大家新年好。我们现在就请我们现在就做一个开始的祷告。
So Lord, we are thankful that we can get together this evening.
主啊，我们很感恩我们今天晚上能够聚在一起。
We're thankful especially for this time of year. We remember that our blessed Lord came into the world to Bethlehem so long ago, and we just rejoice in that fact.
主，我们特别的感恩能在圣诞这个季节聚集，因为让我们想起很多年前主耶稣是来到伯利恒，出生在伯利恒这个地方，进到这个世界来的。
And it reminds us, Lord, that our Savior is coming back again soon.
他也提醒我们，圣诞这个季节也提醒我们，我们的救主很快会再回来的。
And we rejoice in that, and our prayer is that we might live in the light of that soon and glorious return.
主，我们的祷告是，求您让我们活在这样，荣耀的盼望里，就是他很快就会回来的这样的盼望里。
And so Lord, tonight we're looking forward to your blessings.
今天晚上我们仰望您的祝福。
Teach us, we pray, in such a way that we will not only learn, but we will live for the glory of the Lord in the days that lie ahead.
那祈求您教导我们学习，学习到一个程度，让我们不仅能够明白，还能够活出这样的生命，为了主的荣耀，在将来我们面对的日子里都能够这样活出主的荣耀。
We're looking forward to the new year, Lord.
主，我们期待新年的来临。
And we pray that the new year will bring blessing to us and also glory through us to the name of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ.
我们盼望这新年能够带给我们祝福，也借着我们给我们配得颂赞的救主带来荣耀。
So draw us each one closer to yourself on this occasion, we pray.
盼望您在此时此刻能够吸引每一个人都离您更近一些，我们这样祈求。
And we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在这样的感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, dear brother.
Go ahead.
Good evening to each one of you at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. And good evening to each one of you that are tuning in other parts of the world.
好，问候在十六届教会的每一位弟兄姐妹们，晚上好，也问候在很远不管在什么地方连线进来的朋友们，晚上好。
It's my pleasure to address you tonight and from the scriptures and look at the last chapter of the book of Philippians, chapter 4.
那很高兴今天晚上我再次有机会跟大家讲解神的话。那今天晚上我们看的是腓立比书的四章。
And as Eric was saying,we'll be looking at the first 10 verses, first 9 or 10 verses, and tonight, and then next week we'll be finishing up and looking some concluding thoughts as we wrap up our study in Philippians next week.
那刚才 Eric 长老提到了我们今天晚上呢是要学习四章的前九节或者前十节，那下星期呢我们会把四章结束，也把整章的这个学习呢结束，整卷书的学习结束。
Now even though we come to the end of this book, the last chapter, this chapter is a very important chapter, and in fact the first 10 verses are extremely important, and we may not finish all 9 verses tonight.
那虽然这是最后一章了，但是这一章呢却是非常重要的，特别是它的前九节或前十节呢是极其重要的。
So let's dig in to our chapter and look at the first couple of verses.
好，我们现在就进到我们要学习的这章节里面，先看前面两节。
Now I'm going to have our translator read in a few minutes.Read the first 5 verses, but I first of all want to address your attention to verse, the first word and of the first verse of chapter 4.
那等一会儿呢，我会大家花点时间读一下前五节。那在读之前呢，David 弟兄，请求大家注意啊，就是这个第一节的第一个字。
Now the first word is in English, is the word therefore.
那在英文里呢，这个词的意思呢，就是所以。
And we often say, wherefore is the therefore. Why is the word therefore the first word, in this chapter?
那不管是 wherefore 还是 therefore 呢，都是所以的意思。但是问题，我们要问一个问题，就是为什么保罗要在这一章的第一节第一个词用这个词呢？
So the word therefore is a connecting word from what has gone on in the previous chapter to what the Apostle Paul is going to say in these first couple of verses in chapter 4.
因为这个所以这个词啊，它是一个连接词，它把前一章就第三章的内容和这个第四章它接下去在这前几节要讲的内容呢给联系起来了。
In the first three verses of this chapter, Paul is going to address the problem of disunity.
在这四章的前三节里，保罗要针对一个不合一的问题来开始讲他的讲述。
He's going to address a problem. It may be a minor problem. We're not sure. But he's going to address a problem between two sisters, two women in the church at Philippi.
那这个不合一的问题呢，也许是个小问题，我们不知道它的严重程度。那保罗呢，要针对在腓立比教会的有两个姐妹之间的不合一这个问题呢，要讲，开始讲他的道理。
Now, all through this chapter,all through the book of Philippians, Paul has been addressing this problem of disunity, of strife, of squabbles, of tension between those in this church at Philippi.
在不单是在这一章啊，在整个腓立比这个书信里面呢，保罗都几次呢，提到了就是这个腓立比教会的一些问题，是他们的不合一，他们的纷争和他们的这个张力啊，这紧张关系，他几次都提到了。
Now you may say to yourself, well, why does Paul bring up these small problems, that are existing in this church at Philippi?
那你可能会想，保罗为什么要把腓立比教会这样的一点小问题把它提出来，特别的提出来呢？
These problems must have been so small,because he doesn't even tell us what they really are.
因为这个问题呢可能真的很小，因为他都没有把这个问题具体是什么情况告诉我们。
In other epistles, he tells us about some of the big problems that need to be solved, but here, he doesn't tell us about what the problem is, but he does tell us there are problems in this church.
那在保罗其他的书信里呢，其他教会的一些大的问题呢，他会把这个问题本身都写清楚的告诉我们的。那他在这里呢，腓立比教会的这个问题是什么，他都没有告诉我们，但是他的确是一个问题。
The reason is because if you don't deal with small problems, they are going to turn into big problems, and they're going to cause great difficulty within the local church.
那保罗之所以这样做呢，就是把这个小问题也提出来呢，是因为如果小的问题你不解决呢，就会变成大的问题，就会导致这个地方教会呢，后面就有更大的麻烦了。
One man has given the illustration of a great ship.
哦，有一个人呢，用一个很大的一艘船呢，举了个例子。
You can have a great ship, but if you have a little hole on the bottom of this great ship,Well, it's going to be a great problem.
就你这艘船呢可能很大，但是如果你的船底只要有一个小洞的话呢，就会变成大问题了。
So Paul is dealing with some small problems in this church because he doesn't want them to grow into big problems.
所以保罗呢要正确要来面对这个腓立比教会存在的这个小问题，以至于让它不会发展成大问题。
Now notice. Turn back with me to chapter 1 and verse 27 for a moment.
我们先翻到一章的27节。
Chapter 1 and verse 27.
1章27节。
He says that you will with one mind strive together for the faith of the gospel. He says, be of one mind together. Don't be going in two, three, four, five different directions. Let's be unified together.
所以他这里面说你们要有同一个心智，所以不要同时有四五六个方向往不同的方向去走。
Look at chapter 2 with me for a moment.
好，我们再看二章。
And verse 2.
第二节。
He says, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind.
他说你们要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念。
He says, let nothing be done of strife, of vain glory, of empty, of vain ambition.
所以他说你们不要有任何的结党的纷争的事，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
But of lowliness of mind, esteeming one another better than themselves.
只要存心谦卑啊，个人看别人比自己强。
Now turn with me over to chapter 3.
哦，再翻到第三章。
In chapter 3 and the first part of the chapter.
第三章的前半部分。
He says, beware of evil workers. Beware of those who seek to stir up problems in your midst.
他说你们要小心啊，那些邪恶的工人呢，小心那些在你们中间挑起纷争的人。
And so, we see all through this chapter, all through this book, Paul is beginning to deal with problems within this local church at Philippi.
所以你看整卷书都在，保罗都在试图要解决这个腓立比教会面对的这个问题。
Well, Paul is going to begin this chapter 4 with dealing with some problems, and he's going to mention names concerning these problems, and then he's going to speak later on in chapter 4, he's going to speak about the solving. How do we solve those problems in the local church?
所以在四章的一开始呢，保罗要又要针对这个问题讲了，而且他要提出跟这个问题相关的两个人的名字，然后后面呢，他要告诉腓立比教会的人怎么解决这个问题。
I'm going to ask Young Ling if she would read the first three verses of chapter 4, please.
OK, 我先读四章的前三节啊，我所亲爱所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立的稳。我劝有阿蝶和寻都基要在主里同心。我也求你这真实同父一个的帮助这两个女人，因为他们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦，还有格利勉，并其余和我一同做工的，他们的名字都在生命册上。
Now look with me at verse 1.
我们先看第一节。
In verse 1, as the Apostle Paul addresses this local church, he doesn't take sides on either side of the problem.
所以在这里呢，保罗是在对全体教会成员说话，他不是选边站的，他没有选择站在这个纷争的任何一边。
And you see the right attitude the Apostle Paul has towards all the believers that have difficulty with each other, and the believers who are going forward for the Lord in this local church.
所以我们在这里可以看到保罗啊，对所有信徒的这个正确的态度，就是他不管是对正在为主做工的努力为主向前跑的人，还是引起麻烦的这些人呢，他都是同样的态度。
Now look at the way that Paul addresses the believers in verse 1.
我们来注意看一下第一节里保罗是怎么称呼这些信徒的。
He uses four or five different words, different terms to address and to describe these believers at Philippi.
那他用了四到五个不同的称呼也好，描述的词也好，来 叫他的这个菲律比教会的他的这些信徒的弟兄姐妹们。
He begins and he says, "My brethren, brothers and sisters, my brethren, dearly beloved."
首先呢，他说的是我的弟兄们，我所亲爱的、想念的弟我所想亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
He says they're dearly beloved and longed for. He has great desire for them.
这些弟兄姐妹们是他所爱的，而且是他特别的想要盼望见到他们的。
He says, "You are my joy and my crown."
然后他说，你们是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。
And notice how he ends verse 1. He says, again, "My dearly beloved."
然后第四节的最后结尾，他依然又叫他们亲爱的弟兄。
Now that is one of the most beautiful terms we can use of a local church and the believers within a local church. Dearly beloved.
所以这亲爱的呀，就是说我所爱的弟兄啊，这是我们能够对一个地方教会的信徒所有的最美好的称呼了。
He sees them as those who are precious to him on one hand, and he sees them as those that are loved by the Lord and loved by himself on the other hand.
所以呢，这个称呼呢，一方面表明这些信徒对保罗来说是宝贵的，那另一方面呢，他也表明这些信徒呢是主所爱的，是主所宝贵的。
We have a believer in our local church here in Florida. Whenever he addresses the believers at the Lord's Supper, when he speaks at the Lord's Supper, he always says, "Dearly beloved."
那我们在佛罗里达地方教会有一个弟兄啊，他在每个星期天领主的圣餐的聚会里面，他只要站起来称呼我们教会的信徒呢，他都是用这个称呼的，都是说我亲爱的弟兄。
So the Apostle Paul, he begins to show to these believers how much he loves them and concern for them and has a great interest in their lives before he brings correction to them.
所以保罗在这里第一节他在要纠正他们的错误之前呢，首先保罗在第一节里要表达让他们知道保罗有多么的爱他们，多么的关心他们，多么在乎他们的利益。
Now, this is the proper way of bringing correction, in the local church.
那这个呢，是在地方教会如果要纠正一个错误的时候呢，应该采用的态度。
Always express your love and appreciation and desire for believers before you bring correction and discipline in the local church to these believers.
那就是在你要把要对这个地方教会的成员进行纠正也好，或者甚至进行就是执行纪律也好之前呢，你一定要先表达出你的爱，你对他的赞赏和你对他的这个美好的愿望。
Now, in verse 2, he's going to address two particular believers and he points them out by name. He calls them Euodia and Syntyche.
那在第二节里呢，他这里要单独就点名点出了两个名字了，一个是有阿蝶，一个是寻都基。
Now when Paul first met these believers back in Acts chapter 16, he met a number of dear believers that were gathered together for prayer by a riverside.
在这个菲律比教会成立之初啊，就是在使徒行传的十六章所记载的时候呢，保罗最初遇见他们的时候呢，是在河边的一个祷告的场合遇见他们的。
This local church began with a number of dear, precious, believers, dear sisters, believers in the Lord.
那这个教会起初的建立的开端呢，就是从几位在主里的亲爱的姐妹开始的。
Now it's believed that Lydia, she was part of this early group of believers.
那我们相信呢，吕底亚呢是在这一群最初的这个姐妹的这小群姐妹当中的一个。
And it's believed that these two sisters were long-time believers, maybe from the very beginning of this local church.
那我们相信呢，这两个姐妹呢，应该是信主很长时间了，也有可能是从一开始就她们两个就在。
He will say about these women in verse 3 that they are co-laborers with him.
那保罗呢称呼这两个妇人呢是说他曾经与保罗一同劳苦的。
They're important in the work of the Lord.
他们在主的工作上是非常重要的人。
The work needs to continue to go forward.
那这个工作呢需要继续下去。
And the tension and the friction and the squabbling between these two sisters is a hindrance to the work of God going forward.
那这两个姐妹之间的嫌隙也好纷争也好不和也好呢会影响神的工作往前开展。
We don't know what the problem is, but it's a serious enough problem for Paul to address these two particular sisters publicly in this letter.
那我们不知道这个问题到底是什么，但这个问题呢，已经严重到一定程度了，以至于保罗必须公开的把这两个姐妹的名字提出来了。
Now notice something very important about what Paul says in verse 2 as he addresses these two sisters in the Lord.
我们来看这个第二节里面保罗提到这两个姐妹的名字的时候 他特别的用的一个方法
Paul does not take sides about who one is, which of these two sisters is at fault in the problem
对他这里没有选没有站到一边啊，就是没有说哪一个姐妹呢是要为这个麻烦承担责任的或者说没有哪个没有指出是哪个姐妹的错
Paul says to each of these sisters, you have to work on the problem.
所以他对每一个姐妹都说,你就是每一个人都要去面对这个问题。
Look at verse 2 with me. He says, I ask strongly, Euodia, and I beseech, I ask strongly, Syntyche. I call them both to work on this problem.
所以在第二节他是分别劝的他说我劝有阿蝶我也劝寻都基就是这个劝也是这种强烈的请求强烈的要求的意思就是他两个人他都是同等的平等的提到的。
He says in verse 2 that they be of the same mind as the Lord.
所以他第二节说呢要他们怎么样呢要他们在主里同心。
And so Paul, in verse 2, calls them out to solve this problem between both of them so they can go forward in the work of the Lord in this local church.
所以第二节里保罗就把这两个姐妹单独的提出来就是公开的把她们名字提出来让她们去面对这个问题去解决这个问题以至于让主的工作可以继续往前推进。
Look at verse 3 with me.
我们再一起看第三节。
He says, I entreat you also, true yokemen, to help those women who labored with me in the gospel.
他说我也求你这真是同父一轭的帮助这两个女人因为他们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦。
We might ask the question, who is this true yokeman?
那我们可能会问这个问题那谁是这个真是同父一轭的人呢
It's believed that this individual is Epaphroditus.
那大部分人呢都相信这个人指的就是以巴弗提。
Epaphroditus is mentioned in chapter 2. Later in chapter 4, Epaphroditus is also mentioned in verse 18.
那我们是在第二章呢第一次看到以巴弗提这个名字提出来的然后在四章的后半段就是在十八节呢又提到他的名字了。
He's a key leader in this church at Philippi.
那他是这个腓立比教会的一个关键的领导人物。
So he says in verse 3, these two women should work together. These two women should work on the problem. Both of them should work equally and as strongly on solving this problem.
所以他在第三节说这两个女人呢要来解决这个问题他们要面对这个问题他们要一起同心合一的服侍主。
But there's also a role for the spiritual leadership of a local church.
但不光这两个女人要做些什么同时呢这个地方教会的领袖呢他们也要发挥他们的作用。
He says, Epaphroditus, or he says, true yoke fellow. He said, help those women with this problem. Minister to them. Go to them. I entreat you to involve yourself in solving this problem among these two sisters.
嗯，所以他保罗在这里就说，以巴弗提啊，你这个同父一个的人呐、啊，你要去到这两个姐妹那里去，要去帮助他们，你要参与到这个帮助他们，也参与到这个问题的解决这件事情当中去。
Now way back in Matthew's Gospel, in chapter 16, we have a method of solving problems within the local church.
嗯，我们再回到马太福音啊，是 which chapter?
Matthew 16.
16章这里面讲到了一个解决这个问题的一个原则。
It says in chapter 16 that if you have a problem with another brother or sister, you are to go to that person.
他在马太的16章讲到，如果你有一个麻烦的话呢，你要先去找这个弟兄。
If you have a problem with someone, you are to go to that person and resolve that problem with that person face to face.
那你要先去找他，你要面对面的先跟他单独解决这个问题。
If that person does not listen to you, if you're unable to solve the problem with them by going face to face, then you are to go and take another person with you.
这是马太福音18章啊，从15节开始的。就如果你单独去找这个弟兄解决不了问题呢，那你他不听你呢，你就要另外再带两个人同去。
Chapter 18.
This other person you take with you, it's so helpful if you take a good spiritual leader, an elder, or a mature believer from the local church with you to solve this problem.
所以你带去的这一个人呢非常的重要，就是如果你带去的是一个属灵上成熟的，生命很好的是教会的做头的这个弟兄的话呢，他会对这件事情有很大的帮助的。
In my experience, when early in the process, when the problem begins, when this process is put into practice, 90% of problems are resolved in the local church.
那跟我据我的经验呢，那在地方教会的这些出现的问题呢，90%呢都可以在初期的这个阶段就解决了。
When they fester and when they wait and wait and wait, that's when the problem becomes a much greater and more difficult problem to solve.
但是如果他们等着不动呢，那一直在等拖的话呢，这个事情就会变得更越来越大，不好解决了。
So Paul says, true yoke fellow. He says, you go with those ladies and help them resolve this problem.
所以保罗对以巴弗提说，你这真是同父一个的，你要去帮助这两个女人来解决这个问题。
And then he says in verse 3, he says, these women labored with me in the gospel as well as Clement and other fellow workers whose names are written in the book of life.
那保罗在第三节里还讲，就是这两个姐妹啊，是在福音上曾与他一同劳苦的。那和他一同劳苦的呢，还有格利勉，还有其余和他一同做工的，他们的名字都在生命册上。
Allow me to give a few lessons about how to solve the problem in these verses.
让我给大家在这一节里面啊，讲到这个怎么解决这个问题呢？再给大家讲几点。
One of the first things is to have a love one for another.
那首先呢，就是我们要彼此相爱。
Paul says in the very beginning in verse 1, he says, dearly beloved.
所以保罗在第一节里面就提到说，我亲爱的弟兄啊。
My joy and my crown.
你们是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。
Paul says one of the greatest motivations is to have a true love one for another.
所以这个最大的这个动力啊，就是要彼此相爱。
The next thing is to keep your eyes off of yourself.
那第二个关键点呢，就是把你的眼睛啊，从你自己身上挪开，不要老盯着自己。
The Apostle Paul He's in a prison cell. He's got chains on his legs and his arms, and he's got guards outside the prison door.
嗯，你看使徒保罗写这封信的时候呢，他还在坐监狱，他的手上、脖子上、脚上都带着铁链，门口还有这个兵丁把守着。
And what is he doing at this moment? He's writing a letter to these two sisters. He's not complaining about his situation. He's not complaining about the prison cell or the chains or his circumstances. He's looking to these two sisters.He's looking to this local church to solve this problem in the Lord.
你看保罗他在这时候在干嘛呢？他不是在抱怨他在坐监牢，不在抱怨，不是在抱怨他身上的锁链，而是呢他在给这两个姐妹写信。所以保罗就不是把眼目放在他自己的状况，他自己的难处上，他相反，他是去关心别人，去帮助别人解决别人的难处的。
So the Apostle Paul says, get your eyes off of yourself. The best way to avoid problems and to solve problems is keep your eyes away from your own personal feelings about a situation and keep your eyes on the work of the Lord, the eyes on other people, eyes on other situations, and not on yourself.
所以保罗说，如果你避免和解决麻烦的一个关键呢，就是把你的眼睛从自己的个人的感受个人对这个事情的理解认识上转开，你去看神的工作，去看别人在主里的这个工作，去看主。
So he says, love one another. He says, keep your eyes away from your problems and your worries and your circumstances and turn your eyes on Christ, the work of Christ.The believers in the local church who are in need and move on and get involved in the work of the Lord.
所以地方教会如果要往前走，要做好神的工呢，首先需要彼此相爱，其次呢就需要大家都把注意力从自己的身上移开，不要老想着自己的麻烦，想着自己的状况，想着自己的这个忧虑的事情，而是要去看主，看神的工作，看其他的弟兄姐妹的需要。
Now, the third thing you see the Apostle Paul speaking about to these ladies, we find in verse 1.
那第三点呢，就是提到这两个姐妹之间的这个问题的时候呢，他第三点是我们从第一节里能看出来的。
He says to stand fast in the work of the Lord.
那第一节提到说你们应当靠主站立得稳。
He says in the middle of verse 1,He says, so stand fast in the Lord.
所以在第一节的靠近结尾的地方，他说你们应当靠主站立得稳。
What does it mean in the Lord? What does it mean to stand fast in the Lord?
那应当靠主站立得稳是什么意思呢？
In the Lord means to act and do something just as the Lord Jesus Christ would do.
那靠主的意思呢，就是你做事情完全按照主会做的那个方式去做。
You would do it in His power. You would do it in His love. You would do it in His spirit.
你是在他的能力、他的爱和他的灵里去做事。
You would do it in His power. You would do it in His might.
是靠着他的大能去做事。
So the Apostle Paul says to these dear sisters,Stand in the Lord.
所以保罗对这两个姐妹说，你们要靠主站立得稳。
He's saying you're in a battle. You're in a battle against evil forces. We need to stand in the Lord as we engage in this battle for the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗的意思是告诉他们，他们实际上是在一场战斗里面的，他们面对的是这个邪恶的力量，他们要靠着主进到这个战斗里才能赢的。
It says in Ephesians chapter 6, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in high places.
那以弗所书的六章的十二节说，我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的掌权的管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
It says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in that evil day.
所以你要穿戴神全副的军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌。
The Apostle Paul came to Peter. When Peter was in Antioch, and he withstood him to the face because he wasn't acting properly between brothers and sisters.
那一次呢，彼得是在安提阿教会，那保罗呢就当着彼得的面责备他，因为他所做的事情，在弟兄姐妹前做的事情呢不对，不合适。
So there's an aspect of the Christian life where we need to stand in the Lord when we are laboring and serving and giving ourselves to the work of the Lord.
所以当我们在主里劳苦，当我们在主里做工，把我们自己献给主的时候呢，有一个方面就是要靠主站立得稳。
I'm going to ask Yan Ling if she would read two more verses, verses 4 and 5, please.
Okay. 我再往下多读两节，四节和五节。你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经近了。
Now in verse 4 it says, and I think he's speaking to these believers, speaking to these two believers, he says, rejoice in the Lord.
我相信他第四节是对这两个姐妹，这两个信徒说的，他说你们要靠主常常喜乐。
Now, the word rejoice in this verse is a very special word.
这个喜乐这个在这一节经文这个喜乐这个词是很特别的一个词。
When you look at some of the Bible translations, they translate this word a little differently.
如果你看不同的这个圣经的翻译版本的话呢，他们翻译成不同的词的。
Many translators translate this word rejoice in the Lord to delight yourself in the Lord.
那有的呢是说你要在主里高兴。
One translation says, delight yourself in the Lord. Another translation says, make yourself glad in the Lord.
那还有的翻译说是让 你要让自己在主里高兴，开心。
Now, how can you be angry with your brother and sister when you're delighting yourself in the Lord?
那你怎么能一面对你的弟兄姐妹生气，然后一面呢又在主里高兴呢？
When you are occupying yourself with making yourself glad and rejoicing in the things of God, the good things of God that He has given to us, how do we have squabbles and disagreements with our brothers and sisters?
那如果你努力的使自己因着主在主里得到的一切的美好，因为主的一切的良善而让自己里面充满了喜乐，充满了高兴的时候呢，你怎么还会跟其他的姐妹们弟兄姐妹有什么不和，有什么纷争呢？
So he says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice.
所以他说你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。
You worship the Lord.You delight yourself in the Lord, you make yourself glad in the Lord, you worship the Lord, you lift him up, and you're occupied with the beauties and the person and the finished work and all the wonderful things the Lord does in our lives.
所以你们要去敬拜主，要高举主，要让自己在主里变得高兴喜乐，就是你要用主的美好，用主的位格，用他已做成的工作来充满你。
Now notice something else. Go down with me to verse 5.
我们再看第五节。
In verse 5, he says, let your moderation, I'm reading from the English Bible, let your moderation, or let your reasonableness, or let your gentleness,be known to all men.
他说当叫众人知道你们谦让的心呢，这个谦让这个心呢在英文里有好几个词的来表达它。
Now this word moderation has the idea of reasonableness, gentleness, kindness.
那这里谦让这个词呢，也可以理解成是就是讲道理的，是柔和的，是恩慈的。
It especially has the idea of exercising restraint in our relationships one with another.
那它还有特别的一层意思呢，就是当我们和别人相处的时候呢，要控制自己，就是要收敛自己。
The idea of tolerance and yield yourself to your brother and sister.
那这里还包含这种忍耐的意思，就是要把自己服在其他的弟兄姐妹之下的意思。
And patience with our brothers and sisters.
也包含对其他弟兄姐妹要有耐心的意思。
So Paul is giving these various methods of restoring and resolving friction and tension and problems between our brothers and sisters.
所以保罗在这里就给出了这些方法，用这些方法呢，就可以使弟兄姐妹之间的矛盾呢化解，让他们重归于好，能够解决他们之间的纷争不和的问题。
Now let's move on to the next section, and I'm going to ask our sister if she would read in the Chinese Bible verses 6 and 7, please.
好，我们就往下一段讲，我们读一下6节和7节。应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
In these verses, we move on to another section, another area of teaching from the Apostle Paul.
那这两节呢，就已经转换到保罗教导的另外一个方面了。
In this area, he begins to speak about anxiety and worry among the believers in Philippi.
那他这里呢，讲到的就是在腓立比教会的信徒中呢，有这样的忧虑，有这样的焦虑。
He uses the word being not anxious in verse 6.
他在第六节呢，用说，不要忧虑，就是要一无挂虑。
Now, in the English Bible, it says, be anxious for nothing.
那在英文的圣经，他说你不要为任何事情忧虑。
Some other translations, and the underlying Greek structure says, do not be anxious for one single thing.
那还有一些翻译版本呢，它强调了希腊文里面的这个重点，就是不要为任何一件，哪怕一件事情忧虑。
He says, don't worry about one single thing in your Christian life.
所以他是说，在你的基督徒生命里，不要为任何，哪怕任何一件事情忧虑。
But we might say in our own minds, how is that possible? Why would Paul say such a thing? Do not be anxious for one single thing.
你可能在你的脑子里马上就会想，这怎么可能呢？保罗为什么说你不要为任何一件事情，单独任何一件事情忧虑呢？这怎么可能做到呢？
Is that possible?
这可能吗？这有可能吗？
Now, I want to point out to you what the word anxious, what the Greek word anxious means in this verse.
那我要跟大家指出来，就是在这个词里翻译成忧虑的这个词的希腊原文是什么意思？
It's made up of two parts, made up of two different Greek words.
它是由两个希腊词合并而成的一个词。
One word is the word that is used for the mind.
那有一个词呢，用来指我们的思想。
And the other part of the Greek word is the word to tear apart, to divide.
另外一个这个词另外一部分呢，就是把它扯开来，撕开来的，撕碎的这个意思。
So the word anxious, the Greek word anxious, has the idea of the divide or tear of the mind.
所以这个词的希腊原文的意思就是把你的思想给扯开来，分开来的意思。
And so he says, Don't be anxious for one single thing. Don't worry about one single thing.
所以我们说你不要为任何一件事情忧虑。
The Lord Jesus says to Martha in Luke's Gospel chapter 10, he says, Martha, Martha, you are cumbered about and worry about many things.
那在路加福音的十章里面主耶稣对马大说他说马大马大你为很多的事情愁烦。
We read about worry in many different places in the Bible.
我们在圣经的很多地方都读到这个担心忧虑这个方面。
I'm going to ask you to take your Bible and turn with me to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25.
我们翻到马太的六章二十五节。
Now, the Apostle Paul says, don't worry about one single thing.
那保罗是说呢，你们不要为任何事情忧虑。
Well, we wonder in our minds, did Jesus ever say something like that in the Gospels?
那你脑子里可能会想，那主耶稣在福音书里面有没有讲过这样的话呢？
When we go to the Sermon on the Mount, and we go to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25, we read something very similar to what the Apostle Paul just told us in chapter 4 of Philippians.
当我们去翻这个马太福音的登山宝训呢，就是在马太福音的六章二十五节的地方呢，我们发现主耶稣说过跟保罗在腓立比书四章这里说的类似的话。
Now I'm going to ask Yan Ling if she would read verse 25.
我来给大家读一下马太福音的六章二十五节。所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么、喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Now, the Lord Jesus says in verse 25 something very similar to what Paul said. The Lord Jesus.
所以在六章二十五节里，主耶稣说的话呢，跟保罗说的是非常类似的。
The Lord Jesus says, be not anxious for your life, be not anxious for what you eat, be not anxious for what you drink, be not anxious for your body, or what you should put on, your raiment, your clothing.
主耶稣是说的，不要为你的生命啊，忧虑吃什么，喝什么，不要为你的身体要穿什么忧虑。
So you begin to see,The Lord Jesus says something very, very similar to what the Apostle Paul said.
所以我们在这里看见主耶稣跟使徒保罗说的话呢是非常相似的，非常类似的。
So I want to look into this verse 25, 26 and 27 with you. In the rest of the time we have for tonight, we'll finish up in about 10 minutes, 10 or 11 minutes, and then we'll take some questions.But let's look at what the Lord Jesus has to say in these verses.
那我们今天的课呢还有十分钟左右的时间呢，我们集中来看这个马太福音六章的这一段，看主是怎么说的。
The first thing the Lord Jesus says when he talks about worry, the first thing he says is unhealthy for your life.
那主在提到忧虑的时候呢，他第一点就是说呢，这个忧虑呢对你的生命，对你的这个就是健康不好。
He says in verse 25, he says, don't be anxious for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, what you should put on.
他说不要，二十五节他说不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么穿什么，这个对你的生命不好。
It says he says it's damaging to your life.
他说你这样的忧虑呢是损害你的生命的。
I have a book in my library, a Christian book, that is written by a medical doctor.
那在我的这个家里的藏书里面有一本书呢，是一本基督徒的书籍，是一个医生写的，是一个医生基督徒写的。
This medical doctor says that worry and stress and anxiety can cause digestive problems.
这个医生说啊，就是人的这个压力啊，思虑啊，忧虑啊，会导致消化的问题。
It can cause accelerated aging.
Aging.
Accelerated.
Increase the speed of your aging.
Aging.
它会使你的这个加速老化。
It can give you high blood pressure.
它会让你的血压升高。
It's linked to diabetes.
也会导致糖尿病。
It's linked to heart disease.
也会引起心脏病。
Next week, there's a funeral of a believer who came to the Lord about a year ago, who formerly was an alcoholic and had many other problems.
那下周我们要举办一个葬礼，那这个去世的这个弟兄姐妹弟兄呢，他是在一年前信主的，他在信主之前呢，他是酗酒的，还有其他的问题。
If you looked at him, you would think he is much older. But he passed away when he was only in his mid-50s.
如果你看到他呢，他其实只有五十岁当中吧，就55岁左右。但是你看他呢，你会觉得他比他实际年龄要老很多。
Anxiety and worries of life.
所以你要为生命忧。你的忧虑呢，会损害你的生命的，会使你的生命衰老。
Now I'd like to read a quotation to you by a man named George Mueller.
我要给大家读一段 George Mueller 写的话。
And George Mueller speaks about worries and the burdens of life.
那他这段话讲的就是忧虑和这个生命的重担，生活中的重担。
And I think this quotation is very, very good and very much, very correct in what he says.
那我觉得他说的这段话呢，非常好，非常正确。
He says, let me see a Christian man or woman who attempts to carry little burdens in his own strength.
他说我让我能希望弟兄姐妹们一点都不要用他自己的力量啊去担负这个生命的生活的重担。
He says, I know, and if I see them, I know they will fail.
那如果我看到有这样的人呢，我知道他们一定会失败的。
For we do not have a particle of strength to carry any of our burdens.
他说因为我们一点力量都没有，我们没有任何一点力量去担负这样的重担。
Little or great, we cannot carry them. We must bring them to the Lord.
那我盼望每一个人都认可这一点，我们是没有力量担负的这个重担的，我们必须要把它带到主那里去。
We must bring them and give them all to God.
就我们必须把它带到神那里去，而且把它全部交给神。
He says, if we attempt to carry them ourselves,We will only find they get heavier and heavier every day.
说如果我们试图想要自己担负这个重担呢，我们就会发现这个重担呢，一复一日的就是越来越重，越来越重。
I talk to Christians, and they're carrying these burdens, and they're getting heavier and heavier every day.
那我也跟这样的基督徒交谈过，他们就是这样的担负自己的重担，结果这个重担呢就变得越来越重。
So the Lord Jesus says in verse 25, he says, be not anxious for your life and your food and what you eat.
所以主耶稣在25节说不要为你的生命忧虑，也不要忧虑吃什么喝什么。
In Psalm 6 and verse 6, King David says this.
在诗篇的六章六节里啊，大卫王是这么说的。
He says, I am weary with groaning.All night long, I make my bed swim. I water my bed with tears.
他说我因哀恨而困乏，我每夜流泪，把床榻飘起，把褥子湿透。
The weariness of life.
他这里就是讲的就是对为生命的忧虑。
Moses in chapter 11 of Numbers, he says to the Lord, my burden is too heavy. He says, please take my life from me.
在民数记11章里面，那个时候摩西就觉得他身上的担子太重了，他以至于求主说，你让我死吧。
So the first thing he says, the first thing the Lord Jesus says is that the burdens of the life are unhealthy for us.
所以主在这里的他讲的第一件事情就是你对你生活的这个忧虑啊，对你的健康不好。
Now the second thing he says is in verse 26. I'm going to ask Yan Ling if she would read 26.
好，那他主讲的第二点呢，是在26节，我给大家读一下26节。你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
So the first thing the Lord says about burdens and anxiety, they're unproductive and unhealthy. The second thing he says, they're unbecoming to the Christian. They're not fitting for a child of God.
Okay. 那主讲的第一节呢第一点呢就是在25节里说的，就是你生活的这个忧虑呢没有创造性，也没有建设性，也对你的健康不利。26节讲的是你忧虑呢是不是一个基督徒应该做的事，你就不适合基督徒该干的。
In a way, worry is a sign of not trusting God to work in your life, our lives to solve our problems.
其实从一方面讲的忧虑其实是表明你对神没有信心，你不相信他能在你的生命里做工。
Constant worry is saying, God, I don't trust you.
所以你持续的忧虑啊，其实你就在对神说，神啊，我不相信你。
The Lord Jesus says, look at the birds of the air.
所以主说你们去看这天上的飞鸟。
They don't sow, they didn't plant, they don't water, they don't carry into barns, but the Lord provides for them.
他说你们看这些飞鸟，它也没有撒种，它也没有浇水，它也没有去收割，把它们收藏在谷仓里，但是天父依然养活它们。
He said, your heavenly father cares for them.
你们的天上的父亲啊，是看顾他们的。
And then the Lord says in this verse, are not you better than the birds of the air?
然后主接着说，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
We are God's creation. We are God's possession. He has saved us by his death on the cross of Calvary. Shall not God provide for us in a greater way than he provides for the birds and the animals of his creation?
我们是神的神所造的我们是他的产业，他为我们死在十字架上，他岂不是会比喂养这个飞鸟，喂养这个走兽更伟大的方式来供应我们吗？
So he says it's unhealthy, he says it's unbecoming, and then one last verse, verse 27, he says it's unproductive.
所以25节主的讲的意思呢，就是忧虑是不健康的，是第26节呢讲的是忧虑是不应当的，那第27节呢讲的是忧虑是起不了什么作用的。
The Lord Jesus says in verse 27, you can worry and worry and worry and be anxious and anxious and anxious, but you cannot add one cubit to your stature.
27节主的意思说你可以不停的忧虑忧虑忧虑不断的忧虑，但是你这个忧虑呢不能使你的身量多加一肘。
It won't change anything. Your worry will not change anything.
你的忧虑改变不了任何事情。
Now your trust in God will do something.
但是你相反你相信神却可以改变很多事。
Your bringing your need to in prayer to God will do something.
那你跪下来祷告 你的头脑去思想神去祷告会改变很多事。
But your worrying in verse 27, the Lord says, will not add one cubit to your stature.
27节说，但是忧虑却不能使你的身量多加一肘。
He says, can anxiousness help you in any way? It's unproductive in your Christian life.
他是说忧虑能够在任何方面帮助你吗？它其实在你的基督徒的人生中是没有任何作用的。
I want to close off by a psychological study. I don't often cite psychological studies, but I just want to cite this one about worry.
最后呢，我要给大家做一点这个心理学的这个研究。我平常很少做的，但我今天想要做一下。
There's a doctor, a psychologist named Joseph Goway.
有一个心理学家，他的名字叫Joseph Goway.
He is a professor at Stanford University in the United States.
他是美国斯坦福大学的教授。
He has studied the area of stress and worry and anxiety in our lives.
那他研究的领域呢，就是忧虑、压力、烦恼这方面。
He has said, as he studied, he has come to the conclusion after 20 years of studying stress and anxiety, he's come to three conclusions.
那他花了20年时间来研究这个压力和这个忧虑啊，他最后得出了三点结论。
Number one.85% of all the things people worry about never come to pass.
他说人们所忧虑的事情啊，其中有 80% 呢从来没有发生过。
85% never happen of the things we worry about.
85% 从来没有发生过。
Number two, 15% of the things that we worry aboutcan be solved by the life experience that we have.
那其中呢发生的这个15%呢是可以根据我们的生活经验呢来解决它的。
And then three, he says this, 97% of all problems are things that don't happen, just produce a fearful mind punishing us,of exaggerations and misconceptions.
他说97%的事情啊，他什么都起不了作用，他除非他只起了一个作用呢，就是增加我们的惧怕，使让我们的心情混乱，使我们的这个思维扭曲，反正就是都是起到这个负面的作用。
I want to repeat that just for a moment. Worry.Is just a fearful mind punishing us with exaggeration and misconception.
他说忧虑啊它就是一个惧怕的一个思想啊，它是来惩罚我们的。用什么来惩罚呢？用夸张夸大以及这个错误的理解认识来惩罚我们的。
Now, this is just what the Lord Jesus says in verse 27.You cannot, worry cannot add one cubit to your stature. Worry cannot change anything in our Christian lives.
那这个结论呢，其实就是主耶稣在27节讲的，就是忧虑呢不能改变任何事情，它不能使在你的基督徒生命里面改变任何事情，不能使你的寿数多加一刻，不能使你的身量多加一肘。
Now, I want to end our time right here.But next week, we're going to look at the solution to worry, because the passage, the following verses, give us a solution to worry in our lives and the lives of people around us.
那我们今天呢就讲到这里，那么下周呢我们要讲解决这个忧虑的方法，因为后面的保罗就提出了这个解决方案。
Excuse me.So next week, I encourage you to read from verse 6 to the end of the chapter, of chapter 4 of Philippians, and we will look at that next week, when we gather together.
所以我鼓励大家呢，在下周上课之前呢，读一下四章的六节到最后结尾的地方，这是我们下周要讲的内容。
Now, I want to turn the time over to Eric, and we'll have a time of questions. Of course, the questions can be about this chapter or any other areas of the scriptures.
我们现在就把时间交给 Eric 和 Harold 长老来答疑。这问题呢，可以跟今天讲的相关，也可以无关，都没有关系。
Thank you, David. And I'm going to ask our brother Harold if he'll join me here, and so we have an opportunity for questions this evening. It's open for questions.Johnny, yes.
我想问就是是跟基督徒之间的纷争，就是所谓的纷争是怎么定义的，就是是传福音过程中见解不同，还是对圣经这些理解不同，还是有一些经济利益方面一些问题。地方长老、地方教会长老在对这些信徒之间纷争，通过什么方式能把这个问题解决？
我先把那个中文重复一下。这个Johnny 的问题是说，这个今天我们讲到了基督徒之间的纷争，那这个纷争呢是怎么定义呢？就是都包括哪些方面呢？是因为传福音大家有过程中有不同的见解呢，还是因为对圣经有不同的理解呢，还是因为在这个金钱上财务上有什么冲突呢？这是第一个问题。第二个问题就是，如果有这样的纷争的话，那教会的长老是通过什么样的方法来解决？ Okay, David, the question is concerning about the strife or the conflict between Christians in the local church. Yeah, Johnny's question is, what's the definition of the strife between Christians? Or what kind of strifes or conflicts among us? For example, does it because comes from the different opinions, different views when we preach the gospel, or comes from the different understanding of the Bible, the God's words, or some different interest in finance, in money between the among the Christians. And if we find some strifes or conflicts or unity in the local church, what should the leaders of the local church do to solve the problem? To solve the problems.
Very good. Good. Excellent question, Johnny. Appreciate it very much.
是非常好的问题，他很感谢 Johnny 问出这个问题来。
I just make a few comments, and I know Harold and Eric probably can add to this, but most of the problems that take place in the local church are of a personal nature.
他说呢，大部分在地方教会产生的这个纷争呢，都是由于都是个人原因，都是个人这个层面的比较多。
Someone can make a comment about the way another woman dresses.
那也可能有人会对另外一个姐妹她的穿衣打扮有一些看法。
Another person can make a comment about her children. They're not well behaved.
那或者对另外一个人的孩子他的这个孩子的不好的行为他有一些看法。
Another one can make a comment about it looks like someone's putting on extra weight.
也可能有人因为其他弟兄姐妹就是发胖了，就是那个身材不好，这个他也表达他的意见。
It's all these different kinds of problems and questions. Now, those three or four things that I just mentioned, all have happened, in our local assembly or local assemblies nearby within this year, within the last 6 months.
哦，他说我刚才提到的这几个原因啊，导致纷争的原因，都是在我们教会或者在我们邻近的教会，就在过去的一年，甚至在半年里面发生过。
Now I know that the believers in Vancouver are much kinder and nicer, and this will never happen in the Vancouver or in China or other parts of the world, but sometimes believers can be unkind, say unkind things, and cause problems.
他说也许温哥华的弟兄姐妹们会更好一点，更 nice 一点啊，就是这样的事情不会发生，或者在中国不会发生，但是在他们那儿的确发生了。他的意思就是基督徒有的时候也会不那么良善的，就是
Sometimes believers are too sensitive.
也有的时候信徒呢也会过于敏感了。
Sometimes believers are too unkind.
然后不够恩慈，不够怜悯。
An elder once told me that Christians have very, very long toes and others cannot help stepping on them when they come into the church. I don't know if you understand that translation.
That doesn't translate well.
但是意思是说他举了个比喻，就是有的基督徒呢，他可能脚趾头长得特别长，就是很容易就被别人踩到，就是这个人就是脾气很暴躁了，就是很容易把他激怒的意思。
In fact, I think he said that Christians have toes that stretch across the entire floor of the church building.
他说他这个人的脚趾甚至长到贯穿整个这个教堂这么远的，所以每个人都可以经常被人踩到。对。
They have the longest toes in the world.
在世界上最长的脚趾了。
I find it very often, unfortunately, very often.That Christians are offended by other Christians, just the things they've said.
所以他经常发现这样的，就是基督徒就是因为别人说的话冒犯了他，他就生气了，就有纷争。
And then other Christians being very sensitive about those things.
那有些人特别对这样的事情特别敏感，就比别人常人要敏感。
And then it creates friction and strife and difficulty.And the closer we work with each other, the closer we are to each other in the work of the Lord, it seems like, we have problems. The very fact we get together with each other sometimes causes problems.
那这样的刚才说的这些小事呢，就会最后就引起纷争，引起很大的这个冲突。他说，特别是我们走得越近，就是我们在做主的工作时候，合作的越紧密，就越容易出这样的问题。
But I think one of the key things is to keep our eyes off of ourselves.
Amen.
所以他说，他认为的一个关键的方法呢，就是不要老看自己，就是不要把自己看得太重，就是眼睛不要老盯着自己。
Be occupied with the Lord. Be occupied with loving and serving other people.
所以你的心思意念呢，要是一直都放在主身上，被主充满，被主的工作去爱别人的事情，去服侍别人这样的事情充满你的思想，就不会有这个问题了。
We can put up with a lot when we love people. We can stand and we can put up with the failings of other people when we love them.
就如果我们是爱别人的，爱的越多呢，我们就越能够忍受，能够承受更多这样的事情。
And so I think, to Johnny's question, a lot of problems happen just because of unkind statements and believers being too sensitive. It's not doctrinal problems. They can also happen, but most of the problems are of a personal nature.
所以他说回答 Johnny 这个问题，他说大部分教会中间的这个矛盾呢，都不是这个教义方面的不同导致的，当然也有，但是大部分呢都是在个人这个层面的，由于就是有些基督徒不够良善，不够恩慈，还有呢有人对这个呢又过于敏感了，所以就这样就发生了。
Now part of Johnny's question, near the end of his question, excuse me, he asked about what can spiritual leaders do, concerning these problems.
那 Johnny 这个问题的后半段呢是，如果已出了这个问题的话，那属灵的带领人或者教会的长老应该怎么应该做些什么？
I think they can do a number of things.
我觉得他们可以做几件事。
I think first of all that they should be an example.
那首先呢，就是他们要自己做榜样。
Now you may not know it, but leaders sometimes have harsh things said about them.
嗯，你可能没有注意到，但是作为教会的领袖呢，很多很冲的话都是冲着他们说的，就是就很严厉的批评都是冲着他们去的。
You probably don't realize it because you don't see it, but elders can have some very harsh, spiritual leaders can have some very harsh and unkind things said about them, sometimes their children, sometimes their wives.
那你可能没有意识到，因为你没有看见，但是的确是这样的，就是教会的长老也好，领袖也好呢，他们常常会被别人说很不好的，很不好的话，有的时候针对他们，有的时候针对他们的孩子，他们的妻子。
I would say, in my experience, in most cases, the elders respond very properly when these things happen to them.
那据我的观察呢，绝大部分情况下呢，这样的事发生的时候呢，长老他们的反应呢都是很合适的，他们的处理都是很合适的。
In the cases that I'm familiar with, the elders have not been sensitive, but have loved and responded very lovingly and kindly to some of these statements.
那这些长老们的回应呢，都是他对这些事情不那么敏感，就是不会引起他们过激的反应。相反呢，他们会用很有爱的方式呢，来回应来处理。
Now, spiritual maturity is very important in handling problems.
那在处理这些事情上呢，这个属灵的成熟度是非常要紧的。
The more spiritually immature a person is, the more, they were going to react.To the smallest, sometimes, the smallest of comments and unkindness.
那属灵的成熟度越低的弟兄姐妹呢，就是越不成熟的人，他越容易被一些小事呢所激怒，所冒犯。
And then I think elders and spiritual leaders can minister the word in such a way that they begin to teach about how to handle problems, about how a Christian should act,about what a Christian should say, and how we react, and how we deal with each other, within the local church.
那然后呢，他是觉得这个教会的长老和领袖也好呢，需要教导神的话语，就用神的话语告诉信徒们应该怎么样处理这些事情，应该怎么样彼此的交往，怎么样正确的说话，怎么样正确的彼此对待。
The last thing I'll say, and then I'll turn it over to Eric and to Harold, is one of the first verses I was taught to learn, as a new Christian was John's Gospel, chapter 13, verse 34 and 35.
讲一点呢，就是我作为一个新基督徒呢，学习的第一句经文呢，就是约翰福音的13章的34和35节。
The verse says this, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another.
Amen.
That you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you should love one another, and by this all men will know that you are my disciples.
那约翰福音的13章34到35节，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
We are to love one another, and we are seeking to love one another as Christ has loved us. We're to sacrificially love one another as much as is possible, and God.Through Christ will give us a strength to do that.
所以这两节经文告诉我们呢，我们要彼此相爱，而且我们要致力于努力的要像基督爱我们那样去爱彼此，也就是要用自我牺牲的这样的爱去对待别人。那神会给我们这样的力量，让我们能去朝这个方向做得更好的。
I'll just turn the time over to Eric and to Harold. I'm sure they'll have some very important things on this subject.
好，那现在就把时间交给 Eric 和 Harold 长老，他们应该也会有很多重要的点要说。
So, I have a few things to say. I guess, the problem of being too fat is a big problem. There is another problem, and that's being too skinny because you're worrying about everybody all the time.
这是 Harold 长老在开一个玩笑，他说刚才说过有的人觉得其他的弟兄姐妹长得太胖了是个问题。他说呢，他觉得这个太胖了固然是一个问题，有的时候你因为老是替别人的事情忧虑的时候，导致你茶不思饭不想，也太瘦了，他也是个问题。
The next thing is, I think we're all looking forward to next week because David has promised that we're going to get lots of answers, and I've read some of those verses ahead, and there's good answers there, and so this is an encouragement. Come back next week.
另外一点呢，就是我觉得咱们大家一定都很期待下周的课，因为David 答应我们下周会告诉我们怎么解决这个忧虑的这个问题，这个解决方案是什么。那我也提前看了一些看了一下这下周要学的这个经文，我相信下周会是一个很好的一个学习。
And now maybe just a comment about my own personal life.
那我就结合我自己的个人的这个生活了，给大家讲一讲，讲一点。
I think I worry too much.
说我觉得我就是忧虑过度了。
And one of the things that I find is very, very helpful to limit my worrying is to come to meetings like this.
他说我发现有一个很好的让我减少忧虑的一个方法呢，就是来参加像今天这样的聚会。
And I look at the saints, and I look at the work of God, and I realize what God is doing, and I say, Harold, what are you worrying about? Your problems are nothing.
当我看到来参加的圣徒，看到神在这些圣徒生命里所做的功的时候呢，我就会告诉吉海尔德，你有什么好忧虑的啊？你什么都不需要忧虑。
And the meetings of the saints and the fellowship of the saints are wonderful because it diverts our attention from ourselves to the things that are really important. The people of God and the God of the people. That's important.
所以呢，来参加这样的聚会和这个信徒们相交啊，是非常好的一个方法，能够转移你的注意力，就是把你的注意力也从你自己的这个忧虑上转到去看主的圣徒以及圣徒的主。
And the next element, I guess, is why do the people of God get together?
那还有一个方面呢，就是为什么属神的人要聚在一起呢？
If our objective when we get together is to make sure that nobody steps on our toes.
那如果我们聚在一起的目的就是需要确保没人踩我的脚趾头的话，
then somebody will step on your toes or you think they will.
那一定会有人踩你的脚趾头的。
ButIf you come together in order to effect the love of Christ in your brothers and sisters and those who don't know the Lord, if you come together for them, you're not going to have very many problems.
那如果刚才那个是一个反面的例子，就是如果你来啊，就是想看看别人会不会踩你脚趾头的话，那你一定会碰到麻烦的。但是如果你来聚会的目的呢，是为了践行去实践耶稣的爱的，去用这样的爱去爱你的弟兄姐妹，去爱那些还没有信主的人的话，就不会有那么多的麻烦了。
So I'll tell you a story that I heard to illustrate this point many years ago.
那我要给大家讲一个故事啊，来这个举例说明我刚才的这个观点。
And I think I heard it in the United States at a time of war when there was conscription in the United States and many people were going to war because they had to go to war.
那我听到这个故事呢是发生在战争的时候，那个时候的很多人呢被迫要去参加，要去打仗。
When they went to boot camp, there were all kinds of complaints.
那他们去就集中在美国啊，在他们去集训的时候呢，他们就各种抱怨。
The complaint was the food is terrible.
那他们抱怨这个食物不好吃。
The beds are too hard.
床太硬。
You have to get up too early in the morning.
然后早晨要起得太早。
And I didn't like the guy in the next bed.
然后他说我也不喜欢我隔壁床的这个家伙。
And then they went to war.
然后他们就去走向战场了。
When they got to war, the issues were, how do we get this wounded man back to the hospital?
那他们到了战场所面对的问题就是这个受伤的人我怎么能把他送到医院去?
How do we attack that point over there? They're shooting at us. They're very effective. If we could attack that point, we'd get rid of that whole group. Lots of problems would be solved.
那他们的注意点就会放在我们怎么能把敌人的这个攻击点给拿掉，因为这个点老是射击我们，造成我们很多的伤害。如果我们能把这个据点端掉呢，那就会解决很多的问题。
And the fellow beside you says, I think it's time for coffee break.
那如果你旁边的这个战友说，现在是咖啡休息时间了，喝咖啡休息时间了。
You say to him, coffee break. We've got to get to that front line. There's one of our men just been wounded. We've got to get him. We've got to bring him back.
然后你说喝什么咖啡啊？现在哪是喝咖啡的时候？我们先要到前线去，把那个受伤的这个战友给抢救回来。
It's very true. If you're coming for others, you will be greatly benefited and blessed, but so will others.
所以这个道理就是，当你如果是为别人的利益去考虑的时候呢，你自己就会很受益，别人也会很受益。
If you're just coming for yourself, you'll be offended because somebody will do something wrong.
那如果你是为自己的利益来的话呢，你就会被别人冒犯，你就会生气，因为总有人会做错的事情。
And that's why we say we want everybody in the assembly to be part of the work. So we're all working together.
所以我们总是说在教会里，希望教会里的每一个信徒都是这个主的工作的一部分，都参与进来。
One other point. I've gone too long, but I'll give you another one anyway.
我可能讲得太长了，但是我还想再讲一点啊。
Often, fighting begins...When people are not united in how to solve the problem.
他说经常纷争之所以纷争起来是因为他们没有同心合意的想要解决问题。
In a family, the little boy often does something wrong.
那在家里呢这个小男孩啊总是惹麻烦的总是会闯祸的那一个。
And mommy says, do this.
妈妈说你要做这个。
Daddy says, no, no, don't do it that way, do it this way.
然后爸爸说不不不要这样做要那样做。
Mommy says, no, this is the way to solve the problem.
然后妈妈说不对这样才能解决问题。
And people fight about how to solve somebody else's problem.
所以人们会就别人怎么解决问题呢打起来。
So how do you solve that?
那你怎么解决这个问题呢
Don't be a problem.
你不要成为那个问题。
Just to reiterate some of those points that have been made, before we close. The problems in Philippi were not very great. There's only this one problem between Euodia and Syntyche.
那我要再重复一下就是今天晚上我们讲的一些点啊就是首先我们看这个腓立比教会的他们这个问题啊不是很大就是只是这里面提到这两个姐妹之间有点意见不合。
But as David pointed out earlier, a small problem can, unattended to, could cause a very big problem, a split within that assembly.
但是刚才 David 的弟兄讲到了，就是一个小问题，如果你不去管它呢，不是及时处理呢，它会变成大问题，最终可能会造成这个教会的分裂。
Maybe it's with this in mind, maybe Paul saw this danger on the horizon.
那可能保罗写这个信的时候呢，他就看到未来如果不解决这个问题的未来呢，就可能演变成这么严重的情况。
So in chapter 2 and verse 2, he says, fulfill my joy being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind.
他说你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Now the root cause of any strife, any problems in our lives or between people is one thing, and that's usually pride. It's selfishness, self.
那这个我们生活中任何的这个跟别人之间的这个纷争啊，它的这个根子，就是根本的原因呢，都是我们的自己的骄傲和自私。
So Paul brings that teaching in verse 5, chapter 2, verse 5. He says, let this mind be in you. That's the opposite of the immature mind, is the mind of Christ. So he gives us this beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus completely giving himself up in humility, coming into the world, coming as a servant, coming to die.
所以保罗在二章五节里这样教导说，就是你们当以基督耶稣的心啊为心，就这个是基督呢是和是谁的对立面呢？就是这个属灵上不成熟的人的对立面。就是保罗这里呢就给让我们去看这个耶稣基督的最好的这个榜样，看到他是怎么样谦卑自己的，怎么样舍己的，怎么样成为人的样式，成为奴仆的样式，以至于献出他自己的。
That's being in the Lord is having the mind of Christ.
你在主里就是有耶稣基督的心了。
And Paul gave himself as an example of that mind.
然后保罗呢就给基督这样的心呢用一个就举了个例子。
Chapter 3 and verse 13.
就是三章的十三节。
He doesn't say that he had reached any great state of maturity.
那保罗在这里不是说他已经达到了这个属灵成熟度的一个很高的水准了。
Says I haven't apprehended that height of the mind of Christ yet.
啊，保罗说我也还没有完全明白，就是基督这个心呢，他到底有多高，我也没达到那个程度。
He says that's my goal is pressing forward to have the mind of Christ.
但是他说，但这是我的目标，我是要努力向前的去追求这个目标的。
So therefore in verse 15 he says he encourages, he exhorts the Philippians, therefore let us as many as are mature have this mind.
所以在十五节里啊，他就对腓立比教会的人说，他说如果你们中间是属灵成熟的人呢，你们也要存这样的心，什么样的心，就是基督的心。
And then he implores specifically now, he points out to the two ladies, probably two beautiful Christian women who labored in the gospel with Paul, yet had maybe the ability to split the assembly up because of their spiritual stature.
然后他在这样的上下文的背景下，他就后面就提出了这两个姐妹的名字。这两个姐妹也可能是非常的很好的在主里的同工，为主为福音服侍的。但是呢，他们也的确有这样的能力，也可能会最终造成这个教会的分裂的。就是保罗是看到了这个危险的。
And he implores them.You have the same mind, my dear sisters.
所以保罗就在这里求他们，或者说劝他们说，亲爱的姐妹们，你们也要有这样，有同样的心呢，就有同样的基督的心呢。
Now, David, would you please close us with a word of prayer then tonight? Thank you.
Our God and Father, we thank you for this time tonight. We thank you for the word of God. And we thank you for the truth that is in it.And Father, we pray you would help us to look to the Lord Jesus and look to as Harold has said, look to service. Keep our eyes on the work of God. And may we encourage one another, and may we strengthen one another. May the word of God, may we yield to it, and may it have a powerful effect on our lives. Father, keep our local assemblies from strife and from pride and from jealousy and from these kind of problems that hinder the work of God from going forward. And so, Father, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for instructions from the Lord Jesus and from the Apostle Paul. And we pray that you'll continue to bless your word as it goes forth on Friday nights and various meetings through the week. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
亲爱的阿爸天父，我们感谢您的话语，感谢您在话语中所赐给我们的真理。的确是，也求您帮助我们要仰望耶稣，我们要去看主的服事，去看他的工作。也让我们能彼此鼓励，能够用彼此用您的话语来彼此坚固、彼此造就。也使我们能够靠着您的大能，能活出这样的生命，能够避免让我们中间产生纷争，能够拿走我们里面的骄傲、嫉妒、纷争这些不属您的东西，因为这些东西会阻碍神的工作，也感谢您今天借着您自己以及保罗的给我们的这个教导，也盼望您祝福您自己的话语，也祝福我们这每个星期五的晚上的学习，也祝福我们一周当中其他的圣经的学习。奉主耶稣基督的名祷告， Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. That was long.